Good evening and welcome back to the Roan Gym in Detour. It's boys basketball tonight. Sioux High gets ready to take on the Detour, or the Cedarville Detour Islanders here in Detour tonight. Blue Devils come in with a 4-5 record. They'll try to get to 500 with a win here tonight for Sioux High. And of course, Cedarville Detour comes in with a record of 4-3 and 3-1 in conference play as well for the Islanders. As Sioux High winning the other night easily 73-34, able to take care of business the other night against the Pickford Panthers. Pickford winless so far in the season. Sioux High scored their highest point total of the year as they're able to get 73 points, and they had some stat book stuffers in that one. Three guys in double figures, I believe, in that game last week, as they were on Monday, as they were able to get that win over the Pickford Panthers on Monday night at the Sioux High Gym. Busy week, as we said. This is the second of three games this week. Sioux High at Rudyard in a key league contest that will come your way from the Rudyard Gym. And, of course, that will be from the Call Gym in Rudyard. Scott Nason will have that call with Ray Bell at the mic, and that will be on Friday. It's a Blue Devil doubleheader. We'll have Sioux High hockey from the Public Showcase down in Chelsea at 1:45. Blue Devil boys basketball at 7 o'clock, from around 7 o'clock, from Rudyard on Friday night. Starting lineups for tonight's game for Sioux High: Carter Olszewski at the guard position with number 11 Max Scott, up in the front court, number 15 senior Riley Cox, along with number 20, that's Callan Campbell, and along with number 24, the Newts, Jonah McShane. Pickford, or rather Cedarville Detour, goes with Hasek Sweeney, along with Kaysen Smith, Aiden Ondris, along with Alex Story and Mikey Perkins for the Cedarville Detour Islanders. We're underway. Blue Devils control the tip. Olszewski works it to Scott. Right wing side. Dribble drive in the paint. Cox. Free throw line extended. They'll work it left wing side. Now the Nooch. The Nooch now gets it out to Scott. A little head fake. He'll drive inside underneath the basket. Lobs it back out to Cox. Right wing side for three. Off the cylinder it goes. Bounces straight up. We get a whistle. And on the floor foul called underneath the basket. 7:39 to go, opening quarter. No score, and it's on number 23 of the Islanders with the foul. That's Mikey Perkins for the Islanders. Now they'll lob it back out. Sioux High, left wing corner, Olszewski, baseline, and he drains it from downtown. Starts the game like he did the other night with a tray, and it's 3-0 Sioux High. 7.5 to go, opening quarter. Blue Devils up by three. Islanders move from right to left to seen on your radio dial. Now right wing side with the ball for the Islanders is Aiden Ondris. Ondris gets it over to the corner. Back out to Ondris, over and back as that ball beyond the reach of Ondris. Back to the Blue Devils. Sioux High up 3-0, 7:16 left, opening quarter here in Detour. Dave Watson with Blue Devil boys basketball tonight. Colden Harrison, our broadcast engineer, working the variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Now on the corner, Blue Devils lob it out on the wing. Up top, they go to Max Scott. Now Scott works at left wing side, 2 feet outside the perimeter, up behind the post at the charity stripe. Cox will turn. Riley's shot bounces out, straight out to the Islanders. And here come the Islanders. They'll push the ball up the floor. Now, middle of the floor, a little crossover dribble in the lane around two Blue Devils. They'll lob it on the baseline. There's a little runner up and in. Nice shot for number 23, Mikey Perkins. And the Islanders are on the board. It's a 3-2 Blue Devil lead. Sioux High in front of the Islanders bench, left wing side. This is Cox. He'll hand it off to Scott. Scott, little crossover dribble up top, head fake and a three. Now right wing side, Cox. Right wing side again. They'll work it down low on the blocks. The Nooch, McShane over the rim. And a whistle, contact made. Campbell, I think, with a clear out there, and he got the body underneath on Alex Story. Callan Campbell's first foul of the game. Islanders will bring the ball down 3-2, 6.5 to go, opening quarter. Islanders now, this is Aiden Ondris. Ondris underneath and a backdoor cutter shot is short. Rebound underneath goes to Perkins. Perkins throws it away. A crowd of Blue Devils were in front of him. Sioux High pushes it down in the outlet. This is going to be Cox to the Nooch. McShane can't hang on. Picked up by Ondris, and here come the Islanders down by one. Now Ondris goes coast to coast on Olszewski, up and into the foul. Nice play there by Aiden Ondris. Good on-court awareness. He saw the seam. The gap closed, but it was late, and Sioux High drew the foul. Olszewski his first. Shooting one will be Ondris looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Now Ondris bends at the knees, and that's no good. Bounces over to the right corner, chased down by Sue High. Blue Devils Campbell on the outlet to Scott. Scott will work the ball down the floor. Right wing side McShane, a roll up top of the ball. Left wing side now on the perimeter. This is Cox again. Cox back to the Nooch. Now McShane trying to drive the lane. A little stop and pop. Nice teardrop up and in for the Nooch. McShane hits that, and it's a 5-4 Blue Devil lead with 5:45 to go opening quarter. Cedarville Detour with the ball now. This is played by Kaysen Smith. Smith gets his pocket pick. The Newts tries to pick it up. Sue High, Max Scott tries to get it like a slippery pig out there. It goes out of bounds and back to the Islanders at half court. This will be Hasek Sweeney to inbound. Now over to Aiden Ondris. Ondris will bring the ball across half court. Little screen. Backdoor cutter, shot pass is no good. Not a very good pass. It was low, picked up by Sue High. McShane now off the floor, gets it to Scott. Scott now driving the lane, whistle on the play. Contact made before he had a chance to shoot. 5:20 to go, opening quarter, 5-4 Sue High. Foul is on Ondris, and that is Aiden's first. Now on the floor, foul. Campbell kicks it out to Scott. Scott, dribble drive now, right hand, kicks it right wing side over to McShane. McShane rolls up top, goes down low on the blocks, beyond the reach of Campbell, too high, and back to the Islanders with 5:11 to go, opening quarter, and a 5-4 lead for Sue High. Now this is Kaysen Smith walking it down. Kaysen, cross half court, little crossover dribble. Now up top on the perimeter, Ondris. Ondris now rolling off a screen. Contact made. Campbell put a shoulder into him. He'll draw his second foul, and Fitz will get him out of the game. And Emmett Fazzari will check in with 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. They'll get Campbell out. 5-4, Blue Devils are the one-point edge. On the wing, on the sideline, they inbound it now to Sweeney. Sweeney gets it rather inside over to Kaysen Smith. Back to midcourt, Ondris. Ondris defended by Oshelski. Up high in the post, right side, Hasek Sweeney. Sweeney one dribble now. Back out on the perimeter. Driving inside on the left side. Smith shot no good and a foul on the Blue Devils. 4:41 to go, opening quarter, 5-4, Sue High. To the charity stripe will go Kaysen Smith. Fouls on the Nooch. McShane's first. Now to the charity stripe, Kaysen Smith looking to tie the game. First free throw, does just that, 5-5. Sweeney hits on that first one. Or Kaysen Smith does, my apologies. Second shot, no good. Remains 5-5, rebound Sue High. Oshelski pushes it down in transition. Right wing side, he'll stop and pop. Hits the front half of the rim, chased down by the Islanders. Hasek Sweeney with it. Sweeney will get it off to Ondris. Ondris now, dribble drive left hand, little crossover dribble to his right around Oshelski, and they were looking for a backdoor cutter on that pass from Perkins, but there is no cutter, and Sue High will get the ball back. Now Sue High sees the Islanders in a full court press. Blue Devils bring it down. Scott to Riley Cox. Cox in the lane. Swing pass, left wing side, McShane. McShane inside the three-point arc, right wing side. There's Scott popping for three, no good. And off the rim into the hands of the Islanders. Alex Story has the ball. He'll kick it out, and they'll bring it down, Kaysen Smith. Smith now over to Story. Story up high in the post, right side. He'll stop and pop, and that's good for Alex Story. Good look at a shot there, and it's now a 7-5 Islanders lead, their first lead of the game. Down low on the baseline, this is Cox. Cox kicks it over to Oshelski. Now it goes to the Nooch. The Nooch with the ball. Right wing side, this is Max Scott. Max Scott, crossover dribble up high, dribble drive left hand. Now he'll stop at the high post, over to the Nooch. Now free throw line extended. Fazzari back to left wing side, about 2 feet outside the three-point arc. Oshelski to the Nooch, around two Islanders. Whistle on the play, travel by Sue High. Excellent defense by Cedarville Detour. They weren't giving Sue High any open looks at all. And now Nate Kep will come in, along with Dominic Haller. So Haller, who has been their top shooter, comes in the game with 3:19 to go in the opening quarter. Now picked up there by Kaysen Smith. Ondris, left wing side, open for three. There's a chance off the rim, no good by the Islanders. Loose ball, Sue High battles. Rugby style on the floor. They finally pick it up. Into the hands it goes of Oshelski, as that shot was by Sweeney. Oshelski takes to the rack, and he will go to the line as he's fouled underneath with 3 minutes to go opening quarter and a 7-5 lead for the Islanders of Cedarville Detour. Fouls on number 12, his first. That's Kaysen Smith for the Islanders. Olszewski to the line. First free throw off the rim and in. 7-6 ball game, Islanders by one. They'll get a substitution. Jack Wilderspin, the junior, will come in. Exiting will be Aiden Andras. They'll have a chat there with Jason Duncan, head coach. He was a Cedarville coach, replacing his dad after Dave retired, the longtime coach. Olszewski hits the second one as well. We're tied at seven. About his fourth year, I'd say. Now his first year is with the co-op program, but he's been coaching Cedarville prior to that. Whistle on the play, like a lane violation. It will go back to the Blue Devils. Jake Davey will come in for the Nooch. McShane will get a seat on the bench. Full court press by Cedarville. They'll back off now. 2:40 to go, opening quarter. We're tied at seven. Carter Olszewski, right wing side on the perimeter. Nate Kep is in the game for three. No good off the rim. Bounces out. Haller goes after it off of Dominic. Back to Cedarville detour. We're tied at seven. 2:34 to go, opening quarter. Dominic Haller on the inbounds for Suhai. Islanders now will rotate back up. They were backing off, and a lot of the players thought it was their ball. It was not. Suhai now, right wing side. They'll kick it out to Olszewski for three. No good. The follow for Fazuri for Suhai. Emmett puts it up and in. Nice strong rebound by Emmett Fazuri. He hits the shot, and it's a 9-7 Blue Devil lead. Islanders across half court. They'll work it over to Hasek Sweeney. Now they'll get it over to Kaysen Smith, back to Hasek. Hasek underneath now, one dribble. That shot is up and in. Tough shot for Alex Story, but he's able to connect. And it is a 9-9 ball game. Tied at 9, 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Now Jake Davey has the ball. Jake will hang on midcourt. Olszewski, left wing sideline. It's Haller, back to Carter. Carter up on the post, Fazuri, bounce pass, right wing side. This is Davey, fakes a shot, free throw line extended, kicks it out on the perimeter. Olszewski underneath, bounce pass underneath, finds Kep. Nate gets it left wing corner on the baseline. Haller back to midcourt. Olszewski back to Davey. Davey with a minute 38 left here in the quarter. A bad pass, it's underthrown, cross court, not a good decision at all. He didn't know where to go with it. Picked off there by Hasek Sweeney. Sweeney down low. Wilderspin throws it away. It goes off of Fazuri, so it will be Islander ball. Minute 26 to go, opening quarter. We're tied at 9. Substitutions now. This will be Mikey Perkins coming in, leaving for the Islanders. Ah, yes, we got another Phantom player, number 4, leaving. Now they'll inbound it. Back out it goes. Wilderspin kicks it back. Stop and pop, no good for the Islanders. Back underneath, though, backside rebounding. That I said, it's going to kill Suhai. And Alex Story able to connect. He has 6 points off the bench. It's nobody there to box out for the Blue Devils. Underneath in the outlet, little baseline runner, Haller, no good. Rebound goes to the Islanders. They'll turn it over, though. And it's Olszewski underneath the Haller. He gets fouled going up for the layup. Story with the foul, sending Dom to the line. 55.2 seconds to go, opening quarter, 11-9. Islanders with the lead. Dave Watson here in Detour at the Roan Gym for Suhai Boys Basketball and Radio Sioux tonight. Broadcast engineer is Colden Harrison. Back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie, Dom Haller hits the first free throw. Lead down to one. He can tie it here with the second free throw, and does this that, does Dominic. It's a 11-11 ball game. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Now, the Islanders across half court. Kaysen Smith, Wilderspin, lob pass, will work it around Alec. Alex Story now has it knocked away. Great defense. It's Joey Gravel. Gravel had it swapped away there, swatted away by Hasek Sweeney. It will be Suhai ball in front of the Islanders bench. 40.2 seconds to go, opening quarter. Davey in the inbounds. 11-11 ball game here, midcourt. This is Carter Olszewski. Olszewski, dribble drive, left hand, kicks it left wing sideline. Now this is kept rolling inside. Nate, nice coast-to-coast move to the right hand and in. Able to hit that is Nate Kep. For Suhai, his first 2 points. Blue Devils retake the lead, 13-11. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Now they'll work it around underneath. A loose ball on the floor. Jake Davey goes after it, and the Islanders pick it up. Nice play to get a shot off there. The rebound, no good, but a foul hitting the deck hard was Kaysen Sweeney. It's a nice play by Mikey Perkins to keep the play alive. 9.7 seconds to go, opening quarter, 13-11. The score, Islanders with the lead over, or rather Sioux High with the lead over the Islanders. It's 13-11. Foul goes to the Blue Devils' Joey Gravel, his first. And first one's up. That won't go. He'll shoot another. Substitution, Jake St. Ange comes in for the Islanders. They'll get Wilder's spin out. Now the second shot for Kaysen Smith. Missed the first, makes the second. 13-12 Blue Devils. There's 5 seconds to go. Olszewski, free throw line extended. Kept, they better shoot quickly. Right wing side for three at the horn. No good for Carter Olszewski. It's a 13-12 lead for Sioux High over Cedarville Detour after one quarter of play. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and come back with the second quarter in a moment of boys basketball. Sioux High 13, Cedarville Detour 12 in Detour on 1230 WSOO. Underway in the second quarter we go in boys basketball. Sioux High 13, Cedarville Detour 12 in Detour. Islanders at the ball. That shot from Mikey Perkins, no good. The rebound, Gravel, baseball pass to Jake Davey. Sneaks underneath, right hand layup up and in. Great pass by Gravel, strong arm he has. Davey hits the easy layup. Blue Devils up by 3, 15-12. Now this is picked off there. That's Sweeney's pass in transition. Goes Kep up and in with a right hand. And that will get Jason Duncan to call a timeout. Sioux High made, of course, an adjustment after the first quarter defensively, and they quickly get transition buckets, and Kep hits that one at 17-12. Blue Devils by 5 here in the second quarter of play. JV game earlier tonight, 55-20. Blue Devils able to beat Cedarville a Detour in JV basketball here at the Roan Gym earlier tonight. So we said they'll be at Rudyard on Friday. Scott Nace and Ray Bell will have it around 7. Scott and Ray will be at the Sioux High Gym for a dandy tomorrow night. It's a whiteout. They're calling it a whiteout. Sioux High girls basketball, trying to get folks to come and wear white, especially students in particular. And pretty much everybody, of course, would be encouraged to do so. And it's 6 o'clock start, 5:45 of the tip-off show on Radio Sioux. Scott and Ray will have it. Rudyard and Sioux High, a battle for first place in the Straits Area Conference in girls hoops. Now back into play. There's a shot no good by the Islanders. Sweeney, loose ball taken by Sioux High. Devils up by 5, pushing the ball in transition with numbers. Little dish, nice pass. That's Scott with a nice little dish underneath to Joey Gravel, and Gravel hits that shot. Tell you what, we're seeing the raw talent of Joey Gravel here in the last couple of games. That shot for the Islanders, no good. Rebound, Sioux High. Kep throws it away. Just too far for Jake Davey. It will go back to Cedarville Detour with a 19-12 Blue Devil lead. Gravel played well in the minimal time he was in the other night. They made him a five-quarter player in a few games as well. And he's a sophomore, and he wasn't seeing much action. And, you know, he's a raw talent. You're going to bring him up at his size. He has to play. If you're not going to play him, he needs to be down. But he's starting to play, and he's paying dividends as far as he's growing into his frame at the varsity level. There's a shot, and that's no good, and the rebound bounces out into the hands of Davey. Davey in transition. Scott travels. He head faked, and the body wanted to go one way but didn't put the ball on the floor. And it's 6:10 left here in the half, and a 19-12 lead for Sioux High. Islanders will bring the ball across half court. Aiden Andres. Andres double team Sioux High in that 1-3-1. That patented 1-3-1 zone defense Fitzner loves. And Sioux High gets the rebound. That shot no good. Back to Max Scott. Scott now up top. Blue Devils now backpedal to half court. Scott defended by Andres. Free throw line extended. This is Jake Davey rolling off a screen set by Gravel. Left wing corner, this is Haller for three, no good. Rebound goes to Kep. He kicks it back outside. Scott, right wing side, a little head fake, stops and pops. That was not a good shot. It went over the rim. Had a man open on the wing. And now here come the Islanders. They'll bring it down. This is 5.5 to go, and there's a pickpocket there, but the Islanders trying to come up with it. They try to save it. Picked up at half court. This is Scott in transition. Max puts it up, partially blocked. The follow. Davey puts it back up. It won't go. Rebound, Sioux High. Max Scott. He'll peel on the wing. Back in the paint to Davey. He's stripped of the ball by the Islanders. Gravel picks it up. Gets in a jump ball possession. The arrow will go to Sioux High. Substitutions. Boy, these five really played well. And they'll get Gravel, Haller, and Davey out. and they were outstanding. The Nooch comes back in with Fazari and Denby McCord. Max Scott will stay out there with Nate Kapp. Now left wing corner. There's McCord for three, no good. Rebound ripped down by the Islanders. Sweeney in transition. Andres puts it up too short underneath off of Fazari out of bounds, so it will be Islander ball. 4:59 to go in the half. 19-12, the score. Suhai with a lead. Now in the inbounds underneath, it will be Hasek Sweeney. Sweeney underneath, it went off, looked like nearly went off the backboard. Picked up by Suhai in transition, kept to the Nooch. Now McShane, reverse layup, won't fall. He really didn't need to do that, I don't think. And that rebound, Fazari lost the ball. It goes back to the Islanders. As 4:50 to go here in the half, we'll get a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Islanders calling that timeout. 19-12, Suhai with the lead. And now we get a timeout by both teams as the Islanders call that timeout. And a 19-12 lead here for Suhai over Cedarville Detour. Dave Watson at the Roan Gym and Detour for Blue Devil Boys basketball tonight. And a 19-12 Suhai lead here as the Islanders had the lead for a while back in the first quarter of play. Suhai able to retake the lead, make some adjustments, and their 1-3-1 zone defense is giving the Islanders fits when they do go into that for Suhai. And a 19-12 lead here for the Blue Devils. A reminder, busy week continues tomorrow night. Girls basketball, Scott and Ray will be at Suhai Gym, Rudyard and Suhai and Girls Hoops. They'll be in Rudyard for boys basketball on Friday night. We'll have a Blue Devil doubleheader on Friday. Suhai Hockey will be at the Michigan Public High School Hockey Showcase down in Chelsea, Michigan at the Arctic Coliseum. I'll be on hand for that. Face-off show 145 from Chelsea. And then the Blue Devil doubleheader continues with boys basketball that night at 7 o'clock, around 7, with Suhai at Rudyard and the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, Radio Sioux. Now Andres gets it back over, left wing side for three. That shot is good from downtown for the Islanders, and that was Hasek Sweeney hitting that. A big three. That cuts the lead down to 4, 19-15, Suhai. There's a steal on the sideline. Suhai picks it up. It's Max Scott. Scott back to half court. Denby McCord, left wing side. Dribble drive, right hand. Nice move by Kapp. Up and into the foul. What a strong move by Nate Kapp. And he took it right to the rack. He's really been playing well of late. 6 points for Kapp off the bench. 4:16 left here in the second quarter. It's 21-15 Blue Devils. Foul is on number 23 of the Islanders, and that is Perkins, his second. Kept to the line, bends at the knees, and that one won't fall. Rebound, Fazari trying to tip it, goes out of bounds off of the Blue Devils, and back to the Islanders. 21-15, Suhai with the lead. Blue Devils back into a half-court set defensively. Into that 1-3-1 that the Islanders have had trouble with the whole quarter since Suhai changed to that to start the second quarter of play. Back out to Andres. Andres now over to the corner to Hasek Sweeney. Sweeney underneath and whistle on the play. We get a travel and the Blue Devils take over with 3:58 to go in the second quarter of play and a 21-15 Blue Devil lead. That 1-3-1 that Fitz has given fits to a lot of teams, no pun intended, to over the years, and the Islanders really having issues with it here in the second quarter. McCord, his pass picked off, good defense by the Islanders. Cedarville Detour brings it back the other way. This is played by Kaysen Smith. Left wing side, Andres for three is short. Rebound Blue Devils. Here comes Suhai in transition. Scott lobs it underneath. It's the Nooch. He waits for the defender to blow by. One dribble, kicks it off to Cox. Free throw line extended. There's Max Scott in and out. Good look. Deserved a better fate. Back into Andres' hands it goes. Islanders bring it down. Cedarville Detour down by six. Low runner in the lane won't fall. Rebound goes back to Suhai. Here come the Blue Devils. Up-tempo basketball. This is Cox to McCord. Riley gets it back on the wing to the left side. A little dribble drive right hand. Up high on the post. He'll stop. Cox looking for someone to come to him. Max Scott does just that. Now the point guard. Dribble drive left hand. Scott now inside the perimeter, kicks it back outside. This is Denby McCord with it now. McCord looking, right wing side now, McShane. McShane one dribble down at the charity stripe. Fazari drives in the wing, kicks it back, right wing side McCord. McCord rolls off a screen, gets it inside the perimeter. Fazari, long baseball pass, cross court, Cox. He'll take it to the rack, no good. The follow is up and in for Riley. First 2 points of the game for Cox. 23-15, Blue Devils up by 8. 2.5 to go in the half. Andres will bring it down. Kaysen Smith now. Smith with the ball. Couple dribbles now. He'll rotate back upside. Now left wing side. They'll try to get it inside. It's stolen into the hands of Suhai for Zari to McCord. McCord lost the handle. Double dribble, says referee Jimmy Myers. 2:15 to go here in the second quarter of play. 23-15. Suhai right now with the 8-point lead. Here at the Roan Gym in Detour. 8-point lead for Suhai. And now Islanders bring it down. Andres. Andres drives the lane. We get a foul there. It's going to be on the Blue Devils. And going to the line will be Aiden Andres. 2:07 left here in the second quarter of play. Andres to the line. The foul is on Olszewski. And that will be his second foul. First free throw is up and in. Second foul for Olszewski. Andres hits the first free throw. Second shot is coming up, and that one is in and out. And the rebound goes back in the hands of the Blue Devils. It's Gravel. He'll kick it off now over to Carter. Carter Olszewski. Olszewski back to Jake Davey. Davey swing pass. Nice backdoor cutter to Gravel. Up and in. Good give and go. Gravel now with 4 points. Beautiful pass by Davey. Minute 50 to go in the half. 25-16 the score. Suhai by 9. Now over into the corner. They try to get the ball over to Garrett Newell. A reach-in foul by the Blue Devils in the minute 46 to go in the half. And that will send Newell to the line. As the Islanders are in the bonus. That's Davey's first foul of the game. They give it to Jake. And now to the line will be Garrett Newell. And Newell's shot no good. Gravel with the rebound. As Newell can't hit on that one. And then the rebound goes back at two Suhai underneath in the low block. Gravel too far high off the rim. It goes and off glass and then back in the hands of Aiden Andres. Andres now over to Kaysen Smith. Smith has it stolen. Half court, Cox in transition. Riley to the rack, up and in, and he fell awkwardly, but he's okay. Boy, he slipped underneath there. Looked a little dangerous at first. Pops right back up. 27-16 the score. And almost fell on his tailbone, and not the funny bone. Left wing side, not so funny bone. There's a shot no good, and the rebound goes right back to the Islanders. Up and in on the follow. Jake St. Ange able to hit that shot. But at that age, he pops right back up. If that was me, I'd probably be in traction for about a month. I wouldn't be running at that speed. Now right wing side. If there's hecklers out there, they'll be texting. And there's a steal by the Islanders. And right wing side, this is Andres. Mid-range jumper, no good. The follow goes back to the Islanders. Left wing side for three. That shot no good. 30 seconds left in the half. Kaysen Smith had a good look at it. Goes off of the Islanders. Back to Suhai. 30.9 seconds to go in the half. And a 27-18 lead for Suhai. 30 ticks left here in the half. Riley Cox will bring it up ahead. Carter Olszewski pushes it across half court. Olszewski, swing pass in the wing, down low on the block, Gravel. Gravel, nice pass underneath. Haller too short on a pass. It wasn't a good one. Andres picks it off in transition, floats it up, no good. The follow-up for the Islanders, that shot for Smith, that won't go. Goes out of bounds, back to Suhai, 7.8 seconds to go here in the half, and a 9-point Blue Devil lead. Riley Cox to Carter Olszewski. They can play for the last shot here. Haller drives the lane. Baseline runner up. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds. The horn sounds anyways. That's the end of the first half of play. Suhai 27 and the Cedarville Detour Islanders 18 here at the break. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Come back with the first half stats here in a moment. Suhai 27, Cedarville Detour 18. You're listening to Blue Devil Boys Basketball from the Roan Gym and Detour on 1230 WSOO. Back to the Roan Gym and Detour, 37-18 the score here at the break as Suhai leads the Cedarville Detour Islanders 27-18 here at halftime. I said we'd have hecklers. We say hello to Pat Bedden. Of course, right away heckled me that comment. I couldn't be able to get up. I've fallen and can't get up. Very funny there. Circa 1990s. late 80s, perhaps, commercial. Pat's probably watched the game with Ben Dietrich since they share their love of Michigan sports. I saw Pat running around on a Michigan sweatshirt there. And him and Ben, perhaps Ben's his doppelganger now. So they're probably hanging out, listening to the game, and watching if Michigan's played tonight, maybe watching Michigan basketball. Who knows? To the totals we go from earlier here in the first half play as Cedarville Detour was here in that first half with 18 points. Suhai with 27. We'll start with the Blue Devils since they're the visiting team as Suhai with 6 points from Nate Kep, 5 from Carter Olszewski, 4 from Dominic Haller in that first half. 2 each from, of course, Dom Haller had 2 points. So did the Nooch, Jonah McShane with 2, Emmett Fazuri with 2, Jake Davey with 2 in that first half. As Suhai has the lead 27 to 18. The big story was switching to the 1-3-1 zone defense going in the second quarter. Islanders really had difficulty with it, and Suhai was able to take advantage, especially in the transition game. Free throw shooting, 2 for 2 Suhai was in the first half. 10 two-point field goals that connected on 1-3 in that first half. 13 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. For the Islanders, 18 points for them. 6 points from Alex Story off the bench, all in that first quarter of play. They also had 3 from Aiden Andres, the point guard. 2 each from Kaysen Smith, along with Jake St. Ange. Also had a 3, rather, from Hasek Sweeney as well, and 2 points from Mikey Perkins, the first 2 points of the game. Islanders are 2 of 6 in the charity stripe, 7 two-point field goals, and 1-3 as well. 12 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. Foul trouble for Suhai. Callan Campbell has 2 fouls, and then several players with 1 each, including Davey, Olszewski, Gravel, and the Nooch, Jonah McShane. 2 fouls for Mikey Perkins of the Islanders, and after he got that second one, we didn't see much of him. And Story has 1, so does Andres and Kaysen Smith in that first half as well. And it's 27-18, Islanders trailing Suhai at the Roan Gym here in Detour. The JV game was all Suhai, 55-20 in boys basketball. Blue Devil JVs winning 55-20 over the Cedarville Detour Islanders. A reminder, Saturday morning, Coach's Corner, Scott Nason will be guest hosting. Scores That Matter at the top of the show, 11:05 a.m. from Applebee's in the Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. Scott will have guests included in the show. Then, of course, all that and this week in high school sports. On Coach's Corner, Saturday morning on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Blue Devil girls basketball tomorrow night at the Suhai Gym, 5:45 of the tip-off show. Scotty Nason and Ray Bell with the call as the Rudyard Bulldogs in town. And that's a key game, of course, 2 of the 3 teams at top of the Straits Area Conference with 1 loss each will battle, and the Blue Devils look to avenge their only loss in league play earlier this year to the Bulldogs, and that will be a tip-off show at 5:45 with Scott and Ray tomorrow night, the Suhai Gym here on Radio Sioux, and on 1230WSOO.com, the TuneIn app as well. They'll be in Rudyard for the key boys game on Friday night, part of a Blue Devil doubleheader, Suhai Hockey at 1:45. I'll be in Chelsea for the Michigan High School Hockey Public Showcase. Suhai will take on the Jenison Wildcats, 1:45 of the faceoff show. And then that night around 7, Scott and Ray will be in Rudyard for boys hoops in a key Straits Area Conference battle. Rudyard unbeaten, taking on Suhai and boys hoops around 7 o'clock with the tip-off show. Scott and Ray will have the call on Friday night. All part of a busy week of Blue Devil sports here in the official radio home of Suhai Athletics here on Radio Sioux. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the start of the second half in boys basketball from the Roan Gym and Detour, Suhai 27, and the Cedarville Detour Islanders 18. You're listening to Blue Devil Boys Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Roan Gym, ready for the second half here in Detour. Suhai right now with a 27-18 lead as we start the second half. See if Jason Duncan's team can make adjustments like Suhai did with that 1-3-1 zone defense that the Islanders had trouble with in the second quarter. Andres takes to the rack. That shot no good. Rebound comes back out to the Islanders. They'll kick it down low. Now back up top, Kaysen Smith. Smith now to Andres, 27-18, Suhai with a 9-point edge. Bad pass, great defense by Suhai. Max Scott in the front court, now to Olszewski, little runner on the baseline, won't fall. Rebound, Campbell in a tussle with Perkins. And the jump ball possession, the arrow, goes to the Blue Devils. 7:29 to go. Just started the third quarter of play. 31 ticks into it. Blue Devils up by 9. No buckets yet. No points in this second half. Inbounding pass. Pinballed off of Alex Story out of bounds. Alec had a really good first quarter. 6 points for the Islanders there in that quarter. And now underneath, Suhai lobs it on the wing. Campbell now back outside. Suhai really with a size advantage here. Down low. Bad pass, though, on the floor underneath. You need to throw it up top there when you're going to throw it down low to a big. Don't throw it down on the floor there as the Islanders pick it up. But terrible pass by Riley Cox. And now it's picked up by Aiden Andres. Andres kicks it back out. It goes to Kaysen Smith. Smith with the ball. Still nobody scored in this second half of play. Nearly went across the over and back line, and the Islanders get it back. Mikey Perkins, a near travel. Shot rolls out the rim. No good. Rebound Blue Devils. Carter Oshelski in transition he goes. Now right wing side on the perimeter. Free throw line extended. Max Scott dribble drive left hand. Goes underneath the Campbell. Pump fake. Puts it up and in for Callan Campbell. His first 2 points of the game. 29-18. Suhai with the lead. 6.5 to go in the third. And now across half court, Kaysen Smith over to Andres. Andres now, Suhai back into his zone. Right wing sideline. This is over to Andres, and Jason Duncan recognizes his team struggling there, very tentative to try to get any open looks, and he calls the timeout. 29-18 lead for the Suhai Blue Devils over the Islanders here at the Roan Gym in Detour. Dave Watson with Blue Devil Boys Basketball tonight. Broadcast engineer Colden Harrison working our variable resistors back at the 1230 WSOO studios in just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. And now on the sideline, Islanders on the inbounds. It will be Hasek Sweeney doing the honors. Islanders moving from left to right as seen in the radio dial. Shooting down at the basket. They'll lob it up to Andres. Andres to Kaysen Smith. Smith now quickly on the wing, stolen by Max Scott. Scott now into the front court he goes. He'll slow up, set up the half-court offense. Right wing sideline over to Carter Oshelski. Dribble drive left hand, kicks it back to along the free throw line extended. To the left wing now, it's going to be over to Cox. Cox underneath to Scott, underneath the basket, swings it back out, free throw line extended. Cox, right wing side, the Nooch, mid-range jumper up and in for the Nooch, Jonah McShane. Blue Devils 31-18 lead. Cross half court, Kaysen Smith. Smith now brings it across midcourt. Kaysen now left wing side. A little hop skip around two Blue Devils. Left wing side, they'll work it around over to Hasek Sweeney. Up high, a little runner in the lane. Andres no good. Rebound bounces out to Kaysen Smith. Smith now over to the left corner. 4-3, short. Rebound, Suhai Oshelski. Carter kicks it out on the outlet. Now to Max Scott in transition. His pass goes by everybody. Back to the Islanders it will go with 5:22 to go here in the third. 31-18 the score. Suhai right now with the lead. Islanders bring it down. 5:20 left here in the third. I'll slowly bring it up into the half court. Kaysen Smith double teamed in trouble. Now they'll bounce it around to Story. Now back to Kaysen. Kaysen rotating, kicks it underneath. Nice move, little pump fake up and in for Mikey Perkins. Nice play in the low block by Perkins, and it's a 31-20 Blue Devil lead by 11. Suhai now across half court. Max Scott at the charity stripe now in the paint. Swings it out left side for three. There's Riley Cox from downtown. Good look. It was open all day to hit that shot. 34-20 Blue Devils. 4:45 to go here in the third. Islanders across half court. A little swing dribble now by Kaysen Smith. Back out to Wilderspin. Now Andres. Back to Kaysen, he'll kick it over to Andres. Long pass, Wilderspin underneath Perkins. Little pump fake shot, no good. Reach in foul by the Nooch on the backside. McShane's second foul. 4:28 to go here in the third. Perkins to the line for the Islanders. 4:28 left here in the third quarter of play. To the line is Mikey Perkins. And he has 5 points as he connects on that shot, that free throw. 34-21, Suhai. Perkins, second free throw coming up. Bends at the knees, and that one rattles home. Perkins with 6 points, 34-22 Sioux High. And now in transition, Scott's pass knocked away by Perkins, who's all over the place offensively and defensively with good hustle. Knocks it away, Sioux High ball at half court. Max Scott hangs on to it. 4:20 to go here in the third. Sioux High 34, Cedarville Detour 22. Now Scott back to midcourt. The Nooch in the paint. Swing pass now, the sideline for three, no good. That was Oshelski. Now underneath Andres. Andres back to Wilderspin. Cox in his face for three, no good. Bounces out, loose ball, Sioux High. Now the Nooch. The Nooch in the outlet, Max Scott, bounce pass underneath, Campbell no good, and now this is Callen again, the shot no good on the off the backboard, 3:53 to go here in the third, and a 34-22 lead, Sioux High right now with the lead. Fouls on Gravel, his second. And the first free throw up and in for Callen. 35-22, Sioux High with the lead. And substitutions for the Islanders. Jake St. Ons checks in for Cedarville Detour. And Nate Kep does for the Blue Devils. And both free throws are good for Sioux High and Callen Campbell. It's 36-22 Blue Devils near steal. Andres near the sideline. Bad pass picked off. The Nooch picks it up. Jonah keeps his dribble as he was bumped into there. And the low block, he gets it to Gravel. Couple dribbles. A little baby hook shot won't go, but a foul with 3:31 to go in the third quarter and a Sioux High 36-22 edge. Blue Devils will have Joey Gravel to the charity stripe. 3:31 to go here in the third quarter. And that shot, no good. Gravel will shoot another. Gravel misses on the first one. And the second one does go for Joey. Hits the second, misses the first. Now the Islanders will walk the ball up the floor. This will be Kaysen Smith with it. Smith, dribble drive, left wing side for three. That shot off the front half of the rim by Jake St. Ange. Rebound underneath, that was Sioux High. On the rebound, hitting the deck was Jonah McShane. They're gonna give it back to the Islanders there. 3:18 to go in the third. Underneath, this is Jack Wilderspin. Wilderspin lobs it back outside. And it goes out of bounds. Trying to go to the left side on the wing. Knocked away by the Blue Devils. And the Islanders now will have to inbound it in front of the Cedarville Detour bench. And they'll do that as they'll lob it back outside. Andres has it deflected. Loose ball on the floor. Rugby scrum ensues. Sioux High picks it up. Here comes Gravel. Gravel now driving inside. Whistle and a travel on Joey, says Jimmy Myers. 3:06 to go here in the third. 37-22. Blue Devils with the lead and the Islanders take over. 3:06 left here in this one. Sioux High trying to get to 500 here with the victory. 4-5 record overall. Three games this week. Pickford on Monday, a win, 73-34. And this one here, so far, looking good for the Blue Devils. Their biggest one coming up on Friday. That's a big league game against Rudyard. Rebound goes to Sioux High and unbeaten Bulldogs. We'll have it here on Radio Sioux Friday night as part of a Blue Devil doubleheader that day. They'll lob it back outside. Nate Kep for three off the front half of the rim. Rebound underneath. It's Gravel and a stoppage in play. A foul on Sioux High. Offensive foul. That's Gravel's second foul. Trying to clear out the defender there. Got to put the body on him. The Nooch will leave. McShane will get replaced by Jake Davey. 37-22. Blue Devils with the lead. 2:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. Andres. Andres now stumbling down as Kaysen Smith. That looked like, call that a travel. He's rolling all over the place, but they give him the jump ball. And the arrow goes to the Islanders. 2:21 left here in the third. 37-22. Sioux High right now with the lead. Underneath. Blue Devils have a steal. Lob pass beyond their reach at half court. Here's Nate Kep going up. Shot block. Good play by Andres. Andres back the other way in transition. He has numbers. Andres underneath and trying to go in the low block to Wilderspin to make that Sweeney. And it goes off of Sweeney's hands back to Suhai. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. Blue Devils are the lead, 37-22 here in Detour. Young man Sweeney has to tie his shoe there. Laces came undone. Nate Kep on the inbounds. Full court press by the Islanders. 37-22. Suhai here in the third. 2 minutes to go in the third. Davey, double dribble there. He got entangled. That caused the double dribble. They didn't see that, I don't think. They still call the double dribble. Entangled with the Islander player. His feet did, at least. They call him on the double dribble. Jake didn't really argue, and now the Islanders bring it down. This is going to be Andres. Aiden Andres deflected away, but back in the hands of Kaysen Smith. Boy, they're having trouble with this 1-3-1 again. Now there's a shot, no good. Rebound, Suhai, Carter Olszewski. Olszewski into the transition, he goes. Bounce pass underneath. Haller's too far underneath the basket. He's tied up, stripped of the ball by Story. And here come the Islanders in the minute 35 to go. Andres with the near carry underneath. Pump fake for Kaysen Smith. Shot blocked by Gravel. It goes out of bounds. 1:31 to go here in the third. 37-22, Suhai. Substitution. Islanders will get Hasek Sweeney out of the game. Suhai in the inbounds. Rather, the Islanders in the inbounds. This will be Kaysen Smith. Smith underneath. This is Garrett Newell. Shot no good. Good look. Rebound, Suhai. Strong rebound by Gravel. On the outlet, now Olszewski. Now inside the perimeter. Now on the wing, Haller twisting and turning through the lane. He'll lob it back out to Nate Kep. Kep kicks it out. Free throw line extended. Davey drives to the left lane. It's open. Nice move to the left. Handed in for Jake Davey. Good on-court awareness. He saw the open lane to the left side, and he connects. A minute to go here in the third, 39-22, Suhai. Now cross half-court. There's a steal. Haller in transition. Kep puts it up. Tough shot. He was too far underneath the basket. Nearly went off the rim. Rebound Andres in transition for the Islanders. Kaysen Smith now drives the left lane. Gravel gets a paw on him. That's his third foul. With 49.6 seconds to go here in the third. 39-22, Blue Devils with the lead. Olszewski and Gravel will leave the game. Emmett Fazzari will check in with Max Scott for Cedarville Detour. Underneath now, Islanders on the inbounds. They'll bounce, pass it to Kaysen Smith. Good look, shot no good, rebound. Mikey Perkins, and he travels, and it will be Suhai ball with 44.8 seconds to go here in the third. 39-22, the score here. Blue Devils with the lead. Cross half court, they have the ball. This is Jake Davey driving. Hesitation, loses it, goes out of bounds off of Jake. Cedarville Detour ball, 37.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play here at the Roan Gym in Detour. Now, inbounding pass. Islanders bring it down. Kaysen Smith double teamed on the sideline. Working around now. This is Alex Story. Picked off. Good defense. Kep in transition to Davey. Pump fake. Lets the defender blow by. Easy transition bucket for Davey, who has 6 points. And it's 22-41. Blue Devils with the big lead with under 15 seconds to go here in the third. Now bounce pass in the wing. Alex Story. Whistle on the play. And Suhai with the foul. I believe it's on Max Scott. Would be Max's first if it is. And nope, it's a second. Second foul on Scott. Underneath on the floor foul. Islanders on the inbounds. A lob it outside. And now this is a played over to Perkins off the glass from Andres. Or make that number 20 connecting on that. Richwine. Parker Richwine in the game. He connects on that shot. And the horn sounds. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Suhai 41 and the Cedarville Detour Islanders 24. Back in 1 minute. On 1230 WSOO. Back at the Roan Gym in Detour, all Suhai here from the second quarter on. Gravel able to get the ball for the Blue Devils. Back outside Haller, it's 41-24. Suhai with the lead, looking to get the 500 at the left high post. There's Davey, shot is short. Rebound goes back to the Islanders. They'll bring it down. This is Kaysen Smith across half court. Kaysen Smith going inside the left wing three-point arc. Back outside, Richwine. Richwine across half court. They call over and back on the Islanders. And Suhai's stifling defense has been just too much for Cedarville Detour here tonight. 41-24, Sioux High with the lead. 7.5 left in the ball game. They'll inbound at the Max Scott. Scott, half court, a little hesitation. Lob pass, gets it over on the wing to Haller. Haller inside the three-point arc. Nice dish kept to Fazuri in the low block. He fights to the ball, shot no good. They call a jump on the rebound. Perkins and Fazuri battling, and the arrow going to the Islanders. 7:14 to go in the fourth, 41-24, Sioux High. Cross half court, Kaysen Smith. Smith, little hand check there, a little shove off on Haller. Right wing side, there's a mid-range jumper up and in for Hasek Sweeney hitting that shot. And the Blue Devils across half court. We have on the floor foul on Andres. And that will be his, nope, they're not going to call it on him. They're going to call it on Hasek Sweeney. Substitutions now. Riley Cox, Carter Oshelski, the Nooch in, Denvey McCord, and Callum Campbell. 41-26, Blue Devils of the lead, 6:50 to go in the ball game. Carter Oshelski, left wing side now at the charity stripe. This is Callum. Campbell on the perimeter, a little dribble drive up high, left post, shot no good for Cox. Rebound underneath goes to the Islanders. Islanders will bring it down, and now Cedarville Detour works the ball across half court. This is played by number 13 in Aiden Andres. Andres underneath, stripped of the ball. Here comes Sioux High back the other way. Callan Campbell into the front court. Nice baseline runner for the Nooch, no good off the rim from an odd angle. Rebound goes back to the Islanders. This is Hasek Sweeney. Sweeney, a little crossover dribble at the charity stripe. Has stripped of the ball there by the Nooch. And now here comes Jonah. Jonah cross half court, Callan. Callan underneath Campbell, kicks it back out. Goes by Oshelski, and do not call over him back. Went off an Islander. Fans don't agree with it here, though. And now back out, left wing side. Cox for three, and it's good from downtown for Riley. He's connected from downtown. Two in a row for him. He has 8 points overall for Riley. And back come the Islanders across half court. Now they'll work it around. Right wing side, a little mid-range jumper in the baseline. That won't fall for Hasek Sweeney underneath. Mikey Perkins, he's a tough player inside, up and in. Stays out of foul trouble. He'll help this team. They're a scrappy bunch, the Islanders are. They've been mystified by that zone defense, and Sioux High made that adjustment in the second quarter. It's been a key turnaround in this game. It was close, even Steven, before that. And knocked away, Campbell went for it, and knocked out of bounds by the Islanders. Sioux High ball, 5:28 to go in the fourth. 44-28, Sioux High looking to get to 500 at 5-5 at the midpoint of their schedule. Now the Nooch hanging on to it. Jonah, a little hand check, kicks it back out to Denvey McCord. McCord, a little bounce pass, and again, why are you throwing it down underneath when you got the big there? Lob it up high where it's more difficult to get to. That case, it just went by everybody and out of bounds. Throw it up high to the big. Now back out left side. There's a shot short by Andres. Rebound Sioux High, Campbell. Campbell is passed too far for McCord. He goes crashing into the pad behind the basket. 4:58 to go in the fourth and a 44-28 lead for Sioux High over Cedarville Detour. Under five left. Now this is Kaysen Smith. Smith now, swing pass inside the perimeter. Now Story takes it to the rack, nice move, shot won't fall. Rebound blocked by Campbell, comes out to the wing near the sideline. Andres, he'll turn it over to Cox. Riley in transition, goes up, shot blocked by Kaysen Smith. And he got all ball on that one. He wanted to make sure, maybe not, wanted to make sure Riley's okay there because they made contact. And he didn't get all ball. No, he might have. Yeah, he did because they didn't send him to the foul line. And he still wanted to make sure he's all right. Now there's a lob pass stolen away. Andres puts it up, and that's blocked by Carter Oshelski. Now Carter back the other way, pushing the ball in transition. Now down low on the baseline, back out to Carter. One dribble, puts it up, no good, but a foul. 4:24 to go here in the fourth. 44-28, Blue Devils of the lead. And to the line will be Carter Oshelski as you listen to Blue Devil boys basketball tonight at 12:30 WSOO Sioux St. Marie. Missed the top of the hour ID and thought I'd do it now as I eyeball the clock as Carter Oshelski at the charity stripe. First free throw, no good. He'll shoot another. Well, Carter, the foul was on number 22. That's Story. That's his second. Or make that his third. Three fouls for Oshelski, or for Alex Story. And the second free throw, no good for Oshelski. And no, it was. The second one was good. I was looking at my scorebook. Oshelski made the second, missed the first, timeout on the floor, 45-28. Sioux High with the lead over the Cedarville Detour Islanders. Post-game show coming up. Of course, we'll have our final stats of the game. Mike Fitzner, Blue Devil boys basketball coach, will come up for his post-game interview. All that, of course, next game preview and all that good stuff before we head back towards the Sioux and outposts near there. And the inbounding pass. This will be Andres walking the ball up the floor. Left wing side, mid-range jumper, no good, off the rim for Story. Back in the hands of Campbell. On the outlet, this is Story, or Oshelski, rather. Nice pass to a streaking Denvey McCord. Little baseline runner up and in for Denvey. His first 2 points of the game. And Sioux High has a 47-28 lead. Cross half court, Kaysen Smith. Smith, nice move. He blows by the defender, McCord. Tough play, up with the right hand and in. Good play for Kaysen Smith. He's a good little guard. And now it's a 47-30 Sioux High lead. They throw it on the right sideline. It's batted out of bounds. And it will go back to the Blue Devils on the inbounds. McCord to do the honors. Denvey gets it outside to Oshelski. 47-30 ball game. They lob it in the low block. Campbell shot over the rim. No good. Rebound goes back to the Islanders. 3:40 to go. Sioux High with a 17-point edge. McCord defends Kaysen Smith. Smith now dishes it back out to Aiden Andres. Andres now right wing side inside the perimeter. Alex Story around two Blue Devils. Shot blocked by the Newts. That shot no good. Campbell, I believe, with the foul on Alex Story. If it is on Callen, it's his fourth, I do believe. No, it's his third. Third foul, sending number three, Hasek Sweeney, to the charity stripe. 3:24 left here in the ball game. First free throw off the front half of the rim, no good. Joey Gravel and Nate Kepp will check in. Campbell and Cox leave for Mike Fitzner's squad. Fitz on that sideline with assistant coaches over there. Of course, Mark Rowe, and he has the JV coach, Marty Terrian, as well. Second shot good for Sweeney. And now back come the Islanders. The Blue Devils, rather. That pass turned over, and the Islanders pick it up. 47-31, Sioux High with the lead, and there's Andres for three. Up top, free throw line extended. Aiden Andres hits that, and they're creeping up a bit. 47-34, Sioux High with a lead. McCord kicks it to Kep. Kep with a couple dribbles. That's an obvious offensive foul. Great defensive play by Smith. He set in position. He knew Kep was a little bit out of control and put his hip right into him. And he flopped down quickly. That was a smart defensive play by the Islander player, Kaysen Smith. Mike Fitzner needs a timeout because this one's not over yet. 47-34, Sioux High with the lead. Here in the fourth, they have led steady since the first quarter of play. Islanders had a little bit of a lead at times, but Sioux High went to that 1-3-1 defense. Islanders have not been able to solve it, but now Sioux High is getting sloppy offensively, and that huge lead, which was double figures and still is, was at 17, and now it's down to 11, and there's still time for the Islanders to come back, and a wise timeout by Fitz here to make that timeout with a 47-34 lead for Sioux High over Cedarville Detour. Devils have done a nice job tonight, but right now don't take your eyes off the road is what probably discussion is, because this game's not over yet. Don't be thinking of Rudyard's just yet. They have to finish business here before they get to Friday night. Now the inbounding pass to the Islanders. They'll bring it down. It's going to be Hasek Sweeney inbounds it to the sure-handed guard. That's Aiden Andres. Andres across half court, defended by Oshelski. Andres now to Kaysen Smith. Smith trying to get around the Nooch. Backs off, back to midcourt, over to Aiden Andres. Andres at 2:40 to go, 47-34, Sioux High with the lead. Kaysen Smith now, defended by McShane. Dribble drive inside, shot blocked. Underneath is Perkins, he's fouled. He'll go to the line with 2:32 to go. Good patience by the Islanders. And Perkins will go to the line. He has in this game 8 points. This is Mikey. And the foul is on Kep. That's Nate's second foul on Nate Kep. And Mikey Perkins hits the first free throw. And it's a 47-35 Suhai lead. Substitution, Denvi McCord exits for the Blue Devils. Max Scott back in. Now Perkins, second shot, that is good. Lead is down now to a 47-36 ball game. And now it's 11. And now Kep stumbles with the ball and travels, and the Islanders take over again. Suhai hasn't scored in a while, and they have been turnover city here. 2:28 to go, and now Andres gets it blocked on that pass. Here comes Nate Kep, little head fake, puts it up and in. Little razzle-dazzle for Kep. I think he was a little angry with himself. That's a big bucket there, 49-36. Suhai with 2:10 to go. Andres to the ball, midcourt dribble drive right hand. Andres, right wing side on the perimeter, kicks it back outside to Hasek Sweeney. Sweeney now over in the corner again. Back it goes. Andres, cross court, will work it around over to Sweeney. Now Andres for three, no good. Rebound, Suhai. Strong rebound, Gravel. Joey kicks it on the outlet, Max Scott. Swing pass, left corner. Now driving inside, mid-range jumper, left wing side, Gravel won't go. Joey with the rebound for Suhai. Back out to Oshelski. Carter hanging out of the ball, right wing side, Kep. Kep now, bounce pass, Gravel fights away from Kaysen Smith, kicks it out left side for three, off the front half of the rim for Oshelski, rebound Islanders, minute and a half to go in the ball game, 49-36 Suhai. Kaysen Smith, bounce pass, it goes to Aiden Andres. Andres hanging onto it, plenty of separation with Max Scott, dribble drive left hand, kicks it over on the sideline, they'll rotate up top now with it. Now Alex Story, back to Andres. Andres now at the charity stripe. He forced that shot off the rim. Rebound goes back to Suhai. Scott turns it over. Suhai has to be more careful in that situation. They have had several turnovers. Now there's a shot no good off the top of the backboard. Back to Suhai. Now protect the basketball. You don't need to run here. Run some clock. No, they don't. There's Nuts putting up a shot. That one goes. Pull-up jumper, mid-range jumper there for the Newts, Jonah McShane. Jonah hits that shot. It's 51-36 Suhai. Now 40 seconds to go. Shot blocked. They call the foul on Gravel. His third. Good idea there. You just got a part of him. Kaysen Smith to the charity stripe. Well, not the cleanest of endings of this game. But I think they'll get out of here with the W. And they can move on to the big one on Friday night in Rudyard. A shot up and in. First free throw for Kaysen Smith. Scott Nason did a compiling of the NPR rankings, as that's how they seed the teams for the districts. And right now, Suhai boys basketball is second in their district. A very good Boyne City team was only lost once and beat Suhai earlier this year. But Suhai right now is second, which would mean they'd get a first round bye. And, of course, that's a rating system they've gone to, the Michigan Power Ranking System, that they are going to use in hockey this year, Mark Ewell told us a few weeks ago on Coach's Corner. But Suhai right now, the two seed in boys basketball in their district behind Boyne City. Shot no good. A lot of below 500 teams after the Blue Devils. Of course, Suhai with this win will get to right to 500. I think the Ramblers only have one loss this season. They beat Suhai in the second game of the year. And to the line, number 10, is Jake St. Ange. First free throw off the rim, no good. Foul, Nate Kep, his third. 28.9 seconds to go here in the fourth. 51-37 score. Suhai with the lead. Second shot, no good for Jake St. Ange. Rebound, Gravel. Here come the Devils. Now this is Max Scott. Back out to Kep. Kep underneath Gravel. Touch pass Scott. Now with 15 seconds left, they'll just dribble out the half court, content with it, and get the W into 500. Now this is smart. They'll get to 5-5 with the win, 51-37. Their second straight win here in boys basketball as they beat Pickford on Monday, and they beat another EUP conference team here tonight. 51-37, Suhai wins it. It wasn't pretty in the end for Suhai in the last 3 minutes of play, but they had enough to get the win. 51-37, strong defensive effort for the most part. That 1-3-1 defense was stifling, and that was the difference. The Islanders just could not handle that. Suhai gets the win, 51-37. Post-game show looming back in 3 minutes. Suhai boys basketball wins it in the Roan Gym and Detour. Final score is Suhai 51 and the Cedarville Detour Islanders 37. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. Tonight as Suhai wins this one here on the road, as it was a 51-37 victory for the Blue Devils. Wasn't easy towards the end, but Suhai able to get the win here at the Roan Gym in Detour. Here's the final totals of the game. Fitz still in the locker room with the team, and we'll get to the final totals for Suhai. They were led offensively, balanced scoring 8 points each from Callan Campbell along with Nate Kep. They also had 6 points from Jake Davey in the win, 6 from the Nooch, Jonah McShane as well here in this win, and 5 points from Joey Gravel for Suhai, 5 from Carter Olszewski for the Blue Devils, 2 from Denvey McCord here, and also 2 from Emmett Fazzuri for Suhai. Free throw shooting, 4-6 in the second half, or make that 6-8 for the game. 4-6 in the second half for Suhai, 6-8 for the game. 17 two-point field goals, 7 in the second half for Suhai. And in the three-point department, they connected on 2 threes in the second half and 3 for the game for Suhai. 13 points in the first quarter, 14 second, 14 third, and then they had 6 in the final quarter of play, or rather make that 10 in the final quarter of play. Cedarville Detour, for them offensively, they were led by 10 points of Mikey Perkins. They had 6 each from Hasek Sweeney in the game, along with the 6 from Aiden Andres, a pretty good guard. 5 points from Kaysen Smith here tonight for the Islanders as well. And they had 2 points from Parker Richwine off the bench, 6 from Alex Story, all in the first quarter of play for the Islanders. Free throw shooting for the game for the Islanders, they were 7 of 13 for the game, 5 of 7 in the second half. They connected here in two-point field goals, 11 for the game and 4 in the second half. They also had 2 threes in the second half as well. 12 points first quarter, 6 in the second, 6 in the third, and 13 in the final quarter of play. Suhai gets the 500 with the win. And right on cue, here's the coach as Mike Fitzner joins us. 2 for 2 for the week. Now it's on to the big one, Fitz. But a tough gym. I said coming into this, I thought this was a trap game, and nothing really to do with your team. Is more of it's a small gym, you know, and with everything going on, a busy week, it had the makings of that, but I thought the kids did a nice job. Got a little, hairy towards the end, the last 3 minutes, but you had a nice cushion, and they made adjustments when they needed to do early in the game, and you come away with the W.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, I would agree with that kind of trap game thought process, Dave. You know, we had, obviously it's a big game Friday night for us that we're looking forward to, but you got to take care of business, and, you know, Coach Duncan does a really good job with
these
guys. He coaches them up. They got a good system that they've been running for a lot of years. He's getting a lot out of his kids right now. And like you said, it's a tough gym. It's a small little gym. It's a little bit of a different background. You know, it can be tough to play. So, happy we got the win at the end of the day. You know, obviously a ton of stuff we got to still clean up and get better at, but we'll take the win.
And there's building blocks to work with, and that stifling defense, the adjustment you made, I think you went to that 1-3-1 in the second quarter, and they just could not solve it, and your team executed it right to a T perfectly, and boy, if you could have that kind of defensive effort, everything else will work itself out. And that's what I look at, Fitz, because the defensive effort they put forth tonight, I mean, if you could have that and just copy that and take it to Rudyard and everywhere else, you're in good shape.
Yeah, we are. I mean, you know, our 31 defense has been good to us. And when you know, it's a defense that, you know, when teams kind of get struggling with it, they can kind of snowball on them a little bit. And that did tonight a little bit. Obviously, they started turning it over, and we got some easy buckets at the other end. But, you know, I thought our effort was there tonight. You know, we just – the little things we got to clean up. We didn't rebound well. You know, they beat us up on the boards a little bit, and they didn't have the size we do. And that's just an effort and a toughness thing. I thought they got a lot of the 50-50 loose balls. You know, we got to get better in that area too. And then, you know, kind of our Achilles heel all year has just been our turnovers, and way too many of those, especially coming down the stretch in the second half.
Yep, and able to get the win. Now it's a quick thought on Rudyard. That should be a dandy on Friday. Scott and Ray will have it here on the air, and looking forward to listening to it down in Chelsea. It should be a pretty good game. Hopefully, you know, as exciting as the first game, but let's get the win. Let's get the winner at the end this time.
I'll take a little bit of a different outcome this time. But, yeah, I mean, it's you know, Rudyard has a heck of a team, and they've won a lot of games in a row, and they got a lot of experience. You're going into their gym. It's an uphill battle, and, you know, we'll be ready to go. I think it should be a heck of a game. I think the energy will be great. It should be a good crowd down there, and we're excited to play, and we're going to, you know, hopefully clean up those things we need to clean up, and we'll see if we can come out on the right end of it.
Sounds good. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Mike Fitzner, the head coach of Sioux High Boys Basketball. They're victorious tonight, winning here 51-37 in Detour. We'll take a break, 1 minute timeout, and back to close up shop, the next game preview, and much more here in a moment. Back in 1 minute, Sioux High wins at 51-37 over Cedarville Detour in Detour on 1230 WSOO. Back at our post-game show to close up shop, we start with, of course, the boys basketball docket. Sioux High boys basketball winning tonight here 51-37. They're at 500, 5-5 with the victory here. In our boys basketball docket, Blue Devil boys b-ball team will head to Rudyard to tangle with the Bulldogs in a key league game on Friday night. Join Scott Nason and Ray Bell for the call. Last time these two met, Bulldogs needed a late game heroics from E.J. Suggett to win that contest. Now it's the rematch. Tip-off show comes your way from Rudyard around 7 or a bit after, as Sioux High takes on unbeaten Rudyard in boys basketball and Straits Area Conference play on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Time for our next game preview. Big Blue Devil girls basketball game tomorrow night at the Sioux High gym. Sioux High will take on the Rudyard Bulldogs. Both teams tied in a three-way tie for the Straits Area Conference lead with St. Ignace. And now the rematch. Rudyard won the first game in Rudyard, and this one should be a dandy. Sioux High hosting Rudyard in girls basketball, and that will come your way. The tip-off show around 6 for make it 5:45, or a bit actually it'll be a hard time. Right at 5:45, Scott Nason and Ray Bell have the call on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Catch a wrap-up of tonight's game tomorrow morning on the Radio Sioux Morning Show during sports, 1230 WSOO Morning Show 6 to 9 tomorrow morning. Replays of Blue Devil broadcasts can be heard at podcast.1230WSOO.com. Detroit Red Ring hockey coming up next. Red Rings are at Chicago, or rather at home, taking on the Blackhawks in, of course, Red Ring hockey going on, and we'll join it in progress with Ken Cal and Paul Woods. It's 4-0 after one period. Chicago leads Detroit at the Little Caesars Arena, and that's coming up in moments' time. You have been listening to Blue Devil Boys Basketball on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For, of course, our broadcast engineer, Colden Harrison, I'm Dave Watson, saying the final score here at the Roan Gym and Detour, Sioux High Blue Devils in boys basketball, 51-37 over the Cedarville Detour Islanders. Islanders dropped to 3-5. Sioux High now is at 500 at 5-5 on the season. That will do it here from the Roan Gym and Detour. Until next time, we are out of here.